You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. People with student loans had to start paying them back again in October after the end of payment moratoriums started during the pandemic and after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled President Biden's loan forgiveness plan unconstitutional. The Biden administration has a new plan to help people pay off their federal student loans. The new plan is less expansive than the initial plan and would only help people in certain categories, not across the board. This new plan is also likely to be challenged in the courts, and even if everything goes smoothly, it would still be probably at least a year until it could be implemented. So what should borrowers do in the meantime? We're talking about the return of student loan payments and the possibility of some forgiveness on the horizon. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How did student loan payment moratoriums affect you? Did they change your financial situation over the last few years? How's the resumption of payments affecting you? What are your thoughts on different kinds of student loan forgiveness? The options on the table? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Betsy Mayotte is the president and founder of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors. Betsy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Before we get to this new Biden administration proposal, can you talk about the reinstatement of student loan payments and how that's been going nationwide so far?
Oh, boy. So this is a sort of an historical event in the world of student loans. We've never had a pause, never mind a 3.5-year pause. And then consequently, we've never had 40 million borrowers all reentering repayment at exactly the same time. Obviously, because of that high and sudden volume, people are experiencing some bumps in the road, such as very long call hold times sometimes, and some delays in processing, perhaps if they applied for a lower payment option. But I think the vast majority of borrowers have been able to ease back into repayment fairly pain-free.
A bit of advice here. If someone is hitting these repayments and realizing this is more than they can realistically fit into their current budget, are there options out there for them?
Yes. So thankfully with federal student loans, there are quite a few different options. Excuse me.
Such as
lower payment options. There's multiples of those, as well as deferments and forbearances that will outright stop the payments. The Department of Education's website, which is studentaid.gov, is the best place to go to start researching what those different options are.
Now let's turn to the Biden administration's new plan. We saw, as I mentioned earlier, the U.S. Supreme Court nixed a previous version. This one seems more narrowly targeted. Can you talk about the scope, first of all, of what we're seeing from the White House?
Yeah, so I was pleased to see that President Biden is attempting to take a second bite at that sort of broad forgiveness apple. He's going about it in a very different way because of the results from the Supreme Court. And because we're still sort of in the beginning of this process, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like yet. But it appears, as you mentioned, that it won't be as broad as what his initial proposal was. It looks like the direction they're going in is to identify several sort of extreme factors that borrowers might be experiencing that's causing long-term hardship as a result of their student loan and contemplating forgiving their loans if they fit several of those criteria. So for example, if someone has been paying on their loans for a significant amount of time and maybe their balance is still what they started at or even higher than what they started at, or maybe the borrower has a high balance and has been paying for quite a bit of time and they're elderly and it's clear that they're not going to be able to work or increase their income. Maybe there's someone that maybe should have qualified for an existing discharge or forgiveness program, but because of some quirk, they weren't able to obtain that. That might be something else that they're looking at. I do want to point out, though, that regardless of what happens with this particular initiative, the Biden administration has already forgiven over $1.2 billion in federal student loans for well over $1 million under some other smaller initiatives that have been taking place over the last 3 or 4 years.
What kind of situations have people been in that has gotten them at least some level of forgiveness?
For example, there is an existing discharge for people that are totally and permanently disabled, But there was a real barrier within that discharge that caused people that were initially approved to have their loans kicked back in. So the White House got rid of that particular barrier. A broader example is with the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. There was a temporary waiver in place during part of the COVID period that allowed people who maybe weren't under the right repayment plan or had been given some misinformation in the past about PSLF to get past periods to count towards that forgiveness program that normally wouldn't count. They've done some great strides with a discharge program for people that were defrauded by their schools. And that was an initiative, that was a program that the prior administration was firmly against and did everything they could to roadblock it. And so this administration has opened that discharge process back up and provided relief to quite a few borrowers that were defrauded by their schools, such as there was a big story about Corinthian colleges, for example. And then there's a current initiative that's going on right now and will continue to go on through next year to give people credit towards forgiveness based on payment plans that are related to their income.
We're talking to Betsy Mayotte, president and founder of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors, looking at student loan debt, a new plan on offer in the early stages here from the Biden administration that would forgive a student debt in certain circumstances, and looking at the reinstatement of student loan payments after a fairly long moratorium because of the pandemic. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about your student loan debt situation or your kids? Do you have thoughts? Did you get a change in your monthly payments one way or another? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Betsy, as we've mentioned a couple times, this new Biden plan, the early stages here, what would have to happen between now and I don't whenever for these changes to come into effect?
So the process is called negotiated rulemaking. And the first step of that process is a series of meetings with affected parties to try to come to agreement of what the new regulation should look like. We're about to have the third in the series of three meetings. From there, the Department of Education will publish draft regulations, at which point anybody can comment on those draft regulations. Every single one of your listeners, you, me, your brother, your sister, your mother, maybe not the dog, will have an opportunity to comment on those. And the Department of Education will review those comments and then issue the final version of those rules. Now, that process normally takes about a year, but it is my understanding, and I'm getting the sense, is that for this particular negotiated rulemaking, they're sort of putting it on the fast track. So while normally I wouldn't expect to see final rules before next November, I would be surprised if we didn't see them well before that, maybe as early as August or September.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Jim is with us in Wausau. Jim, hi.
Hello. Great conversation. Thank you for having the guests on as well. I just got a general question. What changed over the years where the students needed forgiveness now in their student loans compared to, for instance, like in the 70s, late 70s and early 80s when I graduated and, you know, had to pay that back? Other than COVID, did COVID just stretch everything out where all of a sudden the loan payments are due quicker, or what's the circumstance?
Jim, thanks for the call. Betsy, having been a college student in the 1980s and having kids in college now, tuitions are one big difference. Can you talk about what has changed in the intervening decades?
Yeah, that's a really great question. You're right. The first thing is that the cost of higher education has gone up dramatically, well beyond the general sort of cost of living increases over the years. The other thing that's happened, and one of the reasons for this, is that since the 70s, the states have drastically de-invested in higher education. So the cost of attending your state school or your local community college is much, much higher than it was back in the 70s or even the 80s, which means that more people have to take out student loans to be able to afford their college education. The average student loan debt today at the national level is about $37,000. And even 10 years ago, it was only around $23,000 or $25,000. The other thing we're seeing is it's taking people a lot longer to repay their student loans than it used to. The most recent data, which is not recent at all, is from 2012. And at that point, it was taking the average federal loan borrower about 15 years to repay their loans. And back in the 80s, it was taking an average of, I believe, and don't quote me on this last statistic, but I'm fairly certain it was only about 5 or 6 years to pay off student loan debt.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Carla is with us now in Fox Lake, Illinois. Carla, hi.
Hi. I've been paying off my daughter's student loan debt for over 10 years, and it's down to $13,000. My daughter works in the arts, will not make more than about $23,000 a year this year. And I was told by someone from the agencies to just not pay anything. Just don't even try and process anything. I'm wondering about the wisdom of doing that.
Carla, thanks for the call. Betsy?
That's a terrible idea. You know, right now we're in what's called an on-ramp period. It's something the Department of Ed set up to understanding that the repayment restart might be bumpy and to make sure that borrowers weren't harmed by those bumps. And during the on-ramp period, failure to pay your loans is not going to result in a negative reporting to your credit report, but interest is still going to accrue and you will still be considered delinquent. A much better solution for this caller's scenario is to have her daughter apply for what's called the SAVE plan. With her daughter's income of $23,000, her payments will be zero under the SAVE plan. So, and the interest will be subsidized. So she won't be accruing interest as long as her payments are a $0 payment. And because her actual bill will be $0, she won't show delinquent. So there's all kinds of benefits to actually just getting on the SAVE plan rather than just letting it ride and letting the loan go delinquent.
Thanks for that call, Carla. Good luck to you and your daughter. Deb joins us now in Waukesha. Deb, hi.
Oh, hi. Good evening. Yes, this is my question. Okay, I am going to be 70 in January. I had been on, of course, forbearance as everyone else, and I had been on the, when I was working, because I worked until like I was 67, I was on the income-driven repayment plan. But then once I retired and I'm working just minimally part time, I had been dealing with Great Lakes and they had said, well, frankly, you don't make enough. So you're going to be paying zero, I think, forever, because if I had to start paying, you know, it wouldn't look good for me as far as my long term viability. And so I've been on zero for during the forbearance, but also because of my lack of income coming in. But nonetheless, I have that debt that is still there. You know, when you do your credit, it's like, okay, your current debt load, credit cards, which is like I pay mine every month with the student loan, you know, is big. It's a lot. So I'm wondering, in my circumstance, is there any way we could just, like, get the eraser and erase it all?
Interesting. Deb, thanks for sharing that. Betsy?
Eventually, but not right now. So it sounds like you're still on an income-driven repayment plan, which is exactly what I would have recommended for you in your circumstance. Another benefit to those income-driven plans is they all have a baked-in forgiveness component, where if you're on the plan for either 20 or 25 years, and whether it's 20 or 25 depends on what kind of loan you have and what plan you're on. But if you still have a balance after you've been on those plans for that period of time, they will automatically forgive it. So you just have to sort of wait it out. Make sure you recertify your income and stay on the plan annually when they request it from you. And then eventually, once you hit, sounds like you might have another either 10 or 15 years left, it will automatically be forgiven.
Deb, thanks a lot for the call. Betsy Mayotte is with us, president and founder of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors, talking with us about the Biden administration's new student loan forgiveness plan and the resumption of student loan payments this fall. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know from our guest expert about paying student loans or not paying them, as the case may be? What kind of policy changes would you like to see at the federal level? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Betsy Mayotte, president and founder of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors, talking about the Biden administration's new student loan forgiveness plan in the early stages, not taking effect yet, and advice for managing the resumption of student loan repayments. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Are you dealing with loans yourself? Do you have questions about how this all works? Join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Betsy, let's go to the front end now. People about to go to college, maybe they're right now. What would you tell them about how to handle debt in those early stages?
Oh, I love that question. So, you know, one of the things I'm seeing with people that are looking on how to pay for college now, and this is a downside, all this talk about forgiveness, is I see people making debt decisions, assuming that their loan forgiveness will be available to them down the road. And, you know, people should never borrow assuming loan forgiveness. So that's number one. Number two, when you're borrow, especially for your first year, look at how much you need to borrow for that first year, and then multiply it by five and figure out what your student loan payment would be. And is that something you're going to be able to live with? Keeping in mind that you might be making that payment for 10, maybe even 20 or 25 years. And that's going to affect other financial decisions like buying a house or maybe even getting married or having children. The third thing I want to mention is I would love to see people in school getting in the habit of paying at least some, if not all, of the interest as it accrues while they're in school, even though they're not required to. That tip can actually save you a lot of money in the long run.
Let's bring on another caller. Tim is with us in Hollandale. Tim, hi.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have student loans that are from the 2008 crash. When I went to MATC, 40, 50, and 60-year-olds outnumbered the younger kids, because you couldn't find a job unless you had an associate's degree, and they didn't even care for a $12 an hour job. So there was a whole slew of us from the milk companies, the construction companies, that are stuck with debt just because we had no choice if we wanted to live.
Tim, thanks a lot for that call. Betsy, do you see a lot of people concerned, probably in a couple different ways, who got hit? They happened to graduate or be in school right when the Great Recession struck.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this brings up a policy point that I think even a lot of policymakers don't realize, is that student loan debt is no longer just a quote unquote young person's issue. And a lot of that has to do with what your caller described in the 2008 recession. A lot of what we call non-traditional students went back to school. So today, half of all student loan borrowers are over the age of 30, a quarter are over 45, and the fastest growing age group that has student debt and the group that struggles the most are the over 65s. And a lot of that has to do with the 2008 recession and also the fact that it's taking longer to pay those student loans off.
Thanks for the call, Tim, and good luck to you. Priya joins us now in Chicago. Priya, hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
What's your situation, Priya?
So I'm in debt for almost $200K. I have been paying my student loans for maybe 6 or 7 years. I'm on the SAVE plan. I've done, you know, I think if you reduce your AGI, you can get on the SAVE plan. It's because it's income based. But I was wondering if you have any advice for me.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Just a minute or so left, Betsy, for someone in Priya's situation, a younger in their 30s, big load of debt, already on the save plan. Any thoughts?
I would look into whether you might qualify or be able to get a job that qualifies for public service loan forgiveness. Otherwise, you know, depending on what your income is, I would stay on the save plan and just make sure that your strategy is the one that's going to cost you the least amount over time. And it sounds like you're headed in that direction already.
Priya, thanks a lot. Good luck dealing with that. Betsy, in our last few moments, again, we started with this Biden administration plan. If I'm hearing you correctly, nobody should look at that and say, oh, I would be eligible for that and base their financial future on it. Wait until it actually happens before planning around it. Do I have that about right?
I could not have said it any better.
Betsy, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Betsy Mayotte, president and founder of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors. She talked with us about the Biden administration's new student loan forgiveness plan and the resumption of student loan payments. Still time for you to share your story, your situation, your thoughts, maybe on policy changes. You can email ideas@WPR.org.